KUOW podcasts are made possible by listener support. Become a new or renewing member today at KUOW.org.
From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin. I'm thinking a lot about gifts these days. And the poet Alice Derry has got me thinking particularly about artistic gifts and what it means to have them and feel like you're maybe wasting them or to feel like you wish you had them and don't. She has a poem called Fooling Around, which explores this idea. I'll let Alice introduce it.
And I kind of use for my analogy or the way to talk about it something out of my Christian background, which is that scene between Mary and the angel when he comes to say, "You're the one." And she didn't ask for any of that and was just thrust on her. And that always seems to me, too, kind of like how it is with the artistic life. This poem, like so many of mine, takes place in with my daughters growing up at the state music competition in Ellensburg, where we went every year so she could play her pieces. And Ellensburg isn't a very big place, so when everyone descended on it, all the hotels got used up, and we ended up staying in kind of a crummy one with a particularly crummy old pool room. It had once been very glorious. And I was doing laps there, and a woman was rehearsing her youngsters because there wasn't any other place to do it. The other thing at the music festival that I think is heard in the poem is how sophisticated, for instance, the students were who came from Bellevue, and how naive, perhaps, those who came from some of the small towns out in the eastern part of our state. And yet talent is not given out according to sophistication or respectability. And that was another thing that I was thinking about in terms of the artistic life. So this is Fooling Around at the High School State Music Contest. In the aging hotel pool, I'm doing laps. Around the smaller pool, lit from the bottom, a director has arranged her dozen adolescents, water light shining up into their faces. Hardly grown herself, "You guys," she calls her students, gauze blouse over a tight camisole, her feet bare to the wet tile as if water might be necessary to making music. Using the only space open this night before the contest, she goes as far as she can. Even while they're singing, her charges sign to each other, dance, lift chairs, high kick, roam. When she has them clap the rhythm to make it part of themselves, one beats his head on the wall in perfect time. And if she cuts them off to say no, or fortissimo, or it swings there, they take up, as if they'd never stopped, their stream of talk focused on each other. I quit swimming and openly gape, but she directs with her whole body. I can't tell when she gives the downbeat, only when the alleluias fall in ovals out of which the harmony rises, not a seed's green opening slowly transfigured, but fully formed, the angel filling Mary's room with election, where the young self trembles in love. The soprano of this group floats way up there, surprising herself each time. She stays after their teacher dismisses them, fooling around, because when she opens her mouth, tones drift to the water like leaves. She can't imagine what she might become, growing up in a desert small town, an outpost on the latest volcanic effusion spreading over eastern Washington. Maybe what surrounded the exquisite coloratura in my country college couldn't grant a way forward either. She was the girl I wanted to be, her gift riding my shoulder with its heavy hand. When she sang, our choir director's taunt softened, and we reached through vast unknowing. A few years later, I saw her again, what smoking and drink had done, and the wrong man, her voice gone to gravel. Maybe people don't want to be chosen. The simple girl of Nazareth, visited by an improbable angel, had already said yes to someone else. She didn't hesitate. Or Maria Callas. What was there early on to sustain her except hunger? She would have starved if she hadn't said yes. Saying yes, using her voice to the last. When it was taken, long before her life was over, living with that too. Even that.
That's Alice Derry reading her poem Fooling Around from her collection Tremolo, published by Red Hen Press. You'll find links to more of Alice Derry's poems at our website, kuow.org. Search for the keyword poetry. From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin.
Thanks for listening. The program you just heard was made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Support this program and others like it by making a pledge today at kuow.org.